Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. So this audio is about what it would be like to go on a first date with Miss Beatrix. Let me preface by saying that this commission was asked to be realistic. So, you know, the things that I'm going to say are things that I would do in real life. You know, I could make an audio of what a date would be like with Miss Beatrix. That would just be so off the wall crazy, you know, lots of snuffing and crazy fucking sex with children, but you know, this is going to be realistic. So let's assume this. Let's assume that we met online. Maybe you were a fan of my audios, or we did phone sex and you happened to be in my town. And so the first time I see you, we're not going to count this as the date. The first time I see you, like we meet, we're fucking. And this isn't counted as the first date, okay? But we're going to fuck as soon as we see, because I'm not one of those girls that like have rules. Oh, you got to, you know, buy me dinner and do all this bullshit in order to fuck me. I'm just assuming that, you know, we've connected online. We know we're into each other. So yeah, we're going to fuck like two regular kinky people would at my place. And it's going to be great sex because Miss Beatrix, you know, at the heart of me, I just love fucking. I just love sex. I really do. And I'll tell you what it would look like or what it would be like. I would suck your cock a lot because I love sucking cock. There'd be a lot of mouth fucking. I'd encourage you to fuck my mouth and make me gag and choke on your cock because that's just going to turn me on. And then there will be lots of fingering because I love being fingered. I mean, I'm not going to never say no to someone licking my pussy, but there better be some fingers in there. Like, I like things to be rough. And so, ideally, I would have you finger me a lot, and you'd make me come a whole lot. I can easily come and be super messy, too. Lots of squirting. You'd love it. And then I'd probably insist that you fuck me doggy style, bend me over in the bed, and just fucking rail me. And I'd probably insist you spank me because I love being spanked. And yeah, it would just be, you know, a session of really rough, kinky, regular sex. Oh, and I'd probably insist you give me a facial because I love facials. And so this isn't our first date. We're not going to say this is our first date. This is like us meeting for the first time, us shaking hands. This is us shaking hands, okay? Now, the next day, that is our date. And I'm going to tell you exactly what we're going to do and experience during that day. So the morning after we fucked, we'd wake up. And I'd make you breakfast because at my core, I'm a really good slut that knows how to take care of a man. And I'd want to cook you breakfast. And yeah, so we'd sit together and eat breakfast, and I'd pull up my phone and we'd have a little scroll through Instagram and TikTok. And we'd look at little whores together, little whores showing off their bodies. And we would just degrade them and sexualize them, talk about fantasies, you know. Like on Instagram, we might see a cute little preteen dancer. It's an Instagram for a little preteen that is trying to promote her being a little dancer. Well, for us, she'd be, you know, us browsing porn, basically. We'd look at her pictures and her little videos and talk about her hot little underage body and then maybe wonder what it looks like underneath those clothes. Or what she would look like completely nude. Or what she would look like on her knees with her mouth wrapped around your cock. And so I'm sure that after a while doing this, you'd have a rock hard cock. I hope you would. Because I would take it out and I would stroke it and we would still, you know, just browse little Instagram and TikTok, little preteens and young teens just being filthy fucking pervs, secret pedophiles, jerking off to little girls, or me jerking you off to little girls, posting on social media. And then I'd have your cum as my dessert for breakfast. I'd put your cum right into my mouth after I stroked that load out and be totally happy with that. So then we might, you know, want to go out. It's a nice day. And so I suggest that we do a fun little activity. I suggest that we go to a playground and we sit on the park bench at this playground. Just, you know, two normal people just sitting there on a date talking. But little does everyone know that we are scoping out little girls. That's right, we are. We're looking at all the little girls in that playground. And I'm whispering to you filthy, filthy things. Like, you know, how easy it would be just to, like, me go up to her and tell her that I'm her mom's friend. And I need her to follow me into the bathroom over there. And then, you know, I'd talk about how once I got her in the bathroom, I would start touching her, kissing her until you came in. And we both had our turns molesting this little girl, right? There in the park in the public bathroom. So, yeah, I just sit there and tease you with stories like that. And, you know, your cock would get hard again. I know it would. And I'd probably give you my purse and say, here, put this in your lap. So all the moms and dads don't see you have a hard cock here in the playground, you filthy fucking pedo. So, yeah, that would be fun. Just looking at little cuties out at the playground, sexualizing those little sluts. We would go to somewhere like Target and we'd go to the little girl section because I would be very interested in teasing you and turning you on because that turns me on to turn you on. And especially when I can be devious, like leading you through a little girl's clothing section in Target, you know, just looking at little clothes and telling you to touch them, you know, touch that little dress. Can you imagine that being on a little six-year-old? And of course, we'd go to the panty section for little girls and look at little packs of panties and, you know, on the little training bras that they have. And I'd make you touch all of this. And, you know, we'd be very sly about it. Because again, people would just look at us and think we're maybe a, you know, parents just in shopping. But what we're doing is super fucking wrong, isn't it? Super filthy. and they don't know that we're secret pedophiles in our mind. Now we get turned on just sexualizing children and kids. And so next, we might go back to my place, have lunch in bed while we watch porn. And, you know, since this is realistic, you know, I don't watch anything illegal. So we would just share the kind of porn we like to watch normally, just regular legal porn. And for me, I would definitely, if you were like, hey, play me some porn you like, I would play Chat Glory Hole because I fucking love it. I would want to watch a gangbang with you. And then I'd want to watch that one girl. God, what is her name? Coco Lovelock. I would turn her on because she is one of my new porn star fascinations. She's so fucking hot and she looks young. She looks so young in her videos. Like some angles of her videos, I'm like, holy fuck, that looks like a little girl. And so we definitely watch that together. But yeah, we just sit there and, you know, just watch porn. Like we're just, you know, hanging out, watching Netflix, binging on some shows, but we'd be binging on porn. And, you know, just idly masturbating each other, nothing too crazy, just really enjoying porn together. And then when I could tell you were really ready to come for me again, I might turn on a TikTok compilation and then start sucking your cock and forcing you to watch little TikTok jailbait cock teases, little preteens, young teens. And I tell you, before I started sucking your cock, I tell you, imagine that I am that girl sucking your cock. And I'd also tell you to use my mouth like you would use that little girl's mouth that you're watching on TikTok. Fucking fuck my mouth like you would fuck that cock tease whore's mouth. And I'd make you come again. Right into my mouth. Another tasty treat for me. And then we might have like a quick nap, right? Just kind of rest up and then get dressed to have a night out on the town. And we would have dinner and I'd be teasing you the whole time, rubbing the bulge in your pants under the table, especially when the waitress came by. I would definitely be rubbing your cock, teasing you, because that's what really turns me on, to make men weak and to turn you guys on. So definitely doing that in person. And we're definitely going to check out other women and little girls in this restaurant. And we're going to talk about them. We're going to objectify them, sexualize them. You know, like if we see an older woman, and when I say older, I mean like, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s. We're going to talk about how hot she is. We're going to talk about her fucking tits and her ass, or the way she, you know, sucks on that straw. And if there's any little girls in that restaurant, we're going to talk about them the same fucking way. And it's just going to be a nice dinner, you know, just the two of us. Objectifying women and little girls, and me being a filthy, filthy, perverted slut. And after dinner, we might go to a strip club just for the hell of it. And we go in there and we're enjoying the shows. And of course, I'm going to whisper in your ear. I'm going to tell you that let's just pretend like all these strippers are underage girls. And we'll watch several of the strippers, and, you know, I'll say things like, imagine if she's a 13-year-old little stripper. Just imagine that, you know, and just creating little fantasies in our heads of little girls being strippers. stripping for us and being, you know, super slutty and sexy for men and for me, of course. But we definitely order a lap dance and we'd pick out our favorite stripper, one that we thought looked the youngest. And again, the whole time I'd be telling you, imagine that she's some little underage slut while she's rubbing her ass on our laps. And since it's a, you know, a woman and a man in the lap dance, the stripper is probably going to be extra frisky. And hopefully I'm going to make out with that stripper too, right in front of you. And then, of course, looking at you knowingly, being like, imagine this is a little girl while I'm kissing the stripper. So yeah, that would be fun. But we come back to my place and I'd introduce you to a sex doll that I've ordered. A sex doll that has the size of a preteen's body. And I tell you that we're going to do a very heavy role play session. We're going to role play that I'm your accomplice. And this is a little, you know, nine-year-old preteen, this little sex doll. And we're just going to have a little role play session where what would we do if we had a nine-year-old girl in bed with us? And I would hope that it started like this. We can fantasize that you're daddy and I'm mommy and she's our daughter. And it starts very sensual and I tell her, sweetie, you're going to be mommy and daddy's little sex toy because you're such a big girl now. And you want to be a big girl for us, right? Good. Well, daddy, he's going to take off your clothes and he's going to touch your body and it's going to feel so good. And then while daddy is discovering and touching your body, mommy's going to get between your legs and I'm going to do something kind of weird, but it's what grown-ups do. And mommy's going to lick your little pussy down there. Yeah, and it's going to feel so good, I promise. And then I'll take this silicone sex doll and we're really going to get into it. We're going to act like this is a real girl. And I'm going to lick her pussy. And I'm going to say things like, oh, baby, you need to taste our daughter's sweet underage pussy right now. Come down here now. It's so fucking good. And then I'll make you lick that doll's little pussy, pretending that it's our little nine-year-old daughter. And then I'm going to tell our pretend daughter there, I'm going to say that, all right, so now we're going to bring it up to another level, sweetie. Daddy's going to show you some little treatment he's going to do with his fingers. He's going to put his fingers inside of your hole here. And it might hurt, but you're going to be a good girl and take it. Here, I'll show you what daddy's going to do on me. And then you start fingering my cunt, showing our fake little daughter there how you're going to finger her. And it's going to be rough because this is where we're going to turn it up. And we're really going to feel like we're molesting our little daughter. And so you start finger fucking that little doll, finger fucking our daughter hard. And then I get a little rough and I tell her, sweetie, this is a lesson you're going to learn. And that all girls, even your mom, even me, we are sluts for men. And you're going to be daddy's slut. And he's going to take what he wants. And right now, he wants to finger fuck you hard. He wants to get that hole ready for his cock. And then He's also going to get ready by stuffing your pretty little mouth with his cock. And then you're going to it's going to be hard to breathe, but you're just going to fucking take it. Daddy's going to throat rape you so fucking hard. And then you're going to throat rape that sex doll, our fake little daughter. And I'm going to take that doll by the head and just ram it on your cock. Just giving us a moment to where we really feel like this doll is a real life fucking preteen girl and we're just going to have sex with it. We're going to rape it. We're going to molest it. We're going to put it in so many positions. And yeah, we'll just spend the rest of the night just going through all the ways that we would rape a little preteen together. How it would feel to have an accomplice right beside you, helping you rape a little girl. What it would feel like, the things that I would really fucking say. Like, you know, when you start raping that little preteen for the first time, I might be right there beside you guys, rubbing my cunt, telling you to fuck her harder. Show me how you can really fucking rape that little cunny. Show me, baby. Show me how much you want that cunny. Stretch it out so fucking good. Yes, rape our daughter. Rape her harder for me. Show me what you can do. Yes, baby. God, you're such a fucking pedophile. Yes, you are, and I fucking love it. Do you see how wet I am? Do you see how wet I am while you're raping our fucking daughter? Oh my God, I'm gonna come on her. I'm gonna just slide right up here on her face and fucking come all over her face. Yeah, right there. Take that cum while daddy's raping you nice and deep. Yes. And don't you fucking come, baby. Don't you come yet. You've got so much more use with this little slut. Yes, your little slut. She fucking used daddy's little rape meat. Yes. And then something we might do to really give you quite an experience. We can even treat her like a really rough piece of rape meat where you choke her and get to the point where I'm like, you know, oh my God, baby, you're gonna rape her to death. Look at you grabbing onto her neck, just forcing your cock into her while you fucking choke her to death. Choke this little slut to death. There you go, baby. Yes, use her like the filthy little piece of rape meat she is. Use her deep, baby. Yes, there you go. And that's what it's going to be like. We're just going to do the filthiest things to this doll. We're going to live out our true and darkest fucking fantasies, things that, you know, you've jerked off to so many times with my voice, and now I'm giving you that experience with a little sex doll that looks like a fucking child, a little preteen. Yeah, I give you the Miss Beatrix experience right there in front of your face, feeling like you're really raping and molesting a little girl with me. That'd be so fucking hot. And that doll, God, she'd just be filled. That thing would be filled with your cum. I wouldn't even be surprised if I try to fucking punch it. Yes, I want to punch that doll and just fucking torture it. Maybe even, you know, really get into it and put that doll with some BDSM type cuffs and, you know, spank it and all kinds of shit. I mean, we would have a fucking blast. And so that's what a date with Miss B would be like. Just super filthy, totally legal fun. But I would make us feel like we're doing illegal things. I would make us feel like we are on the edge of coming all day long. I would make you feel so aroused and teased, and your cock would never throb like it would with me. So I hope you enjoyed our date together.